Today's shiur is Masechta Tainus Daf Lamed, and we will begin on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, the second wide line. Amar Rav. The way the Karen Ira tells us to learn this Gemara is that Rav is coming to comment on the halacha about laundry during Shavuot Shechal Bo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls on. In Amar Rav Lo Shana L'Lefonav. The halacha that you're not allowed to do laundry is only before Tisha B'Av. Avol Achrov, after Tisha B'Av, the rest of the week, mutter, it's permissible to do laundry. V'shmul ama afila achrov nami osar. After Tisha B'Av, the rest of the week, it's also to do laundry. Meisei, ask the Gemara, it says in a braisa, Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av liyos b'toicha, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, osl saper ulchabes. One is not allowed to do laundry or take a haircut. Obachamishi, on Thursday, if Tisha B'Av is on Erev Shabbos, in our calendar it can't be, but in their calendar it could be, if Tisha B'Av is on Friday, Erev Shabbos, so on Thursday, Mutar Mabnei covered a Shabbos. You're allowed to do laundry the covered Shabbos. As we pointed out, the heter of covered Shabbos only applies to laundry. It doesn't apply to haircuts. Haircuts, the halacha is that we now don't do a haircut but cover Shabbos on Thursday if Tisha B'Av is on Friday. And as the Magen Avraham explains, laundry was done every week. We need to do laundry every week. So we have no heter to do take a haircut during the 9 days during Shavuot Shechal Bo. A haircut we don't take necessarily every week, so there is no heter to take a haircut. So the Brice explains itself. Ketzet, Chal Yis Be'echa B'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, Mutal Chabbos Kol Shabbos Kula. After Sunday, after Tisha B'Av is over, we could do laundry the rest of the week. If Tisha B'Av falls on Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Loch is Lefonov, the days preceding Tisha B'Av, Osir, one may not do laundry, L'Achar Mutar, after Tisha B'Av laundry may be done. Chalias Be'er Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday, Mutal Chabbos B'Chamishi B'nei Kvoit Shabbos, we'll have to do laundry on Thursday. If we didn't do laundry on Thursday, Mutal Chabbos Be'er Shabbos, we could do the laundry on Friday. Min HaMincha U'Lamala in the afternoon on Friday Tisha B'Av. Comments the Gemara, Layit Ola Abaya. Abaya criticized Layit Ola Abaya, and became Rav Acha by Yaakov. Aha. He was upset if anybody would do this the way the Gevurah Sari, based on Rabbeinu Chananel's explanation, explains Abaya's comment. Even though Al Pidin, if Tisha B'Av is on Friday, one did not do laundry on Thursday, he's allowed to do laundry Friday afternoon. Abaya was upset because if the person knew that Friday is Tisha B'Av and it's certainly inappropriate to do laundry on Tisha B'Av, he should have done the laundry on Thursday, Erev Tisha B'Av. If he didn't do it, Abaya was upset at him for waiting and ending up doing laundry on Tisha B'Av. There's a very interesting Taisvis on the Flamen, I'm not off the top Taisvis, where Taisvis seems to say that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Thursday, then Thursday afternoon, even though it's Tisha B'Av, one is allowed to do laundry. Why? Because it's L'Kavod Shabbos. But all the Mefarshim, all the Paiskim, number one, disagree with Taisvis. They say there's never permissible to do laundry on Tisha B'Av itself, certainly when Tisha B'Av is on Thursday. If you didn't do it on any other time, do it on Friday, which is after Tisha B'Av. And moreover, there are people that say what Taisvis doesn't mean to say do the laundry on Thursday. What Taisus means to say is do the laundry on Wednesday afternoon. Again, they didn't wait to do laundry on Erev Shabbos in those times, because doing laundry in those times was a big job. They didn't have washing machines. So Erev Shabbos, there's no time to wash clothing. But on Tisha B'Av, it's inappropriate. So if Tisha B'Av is on Thursday, which is the normal, so to speak, laundry day, then do it Wednesday afternoon. Continues the Gemara. Chalias b'sheni b'chamishi. If Tisha B'Av comes out on a Monday or Thursday, Karen Shloisha, when we lane, we call up three people to the Torah, or mafta echad, and one of those people gets mafta. And in fact, Taisa says, from here we have a raya to the Gemara that we'll discuss, Mitzvah Shem, soon in Masechta Megillah. The Gemara discusses there if when we have maftir, is the maftir one of the people who are supposed to get an aliyah? Every Shabbos we have seven people, Shabbos morning have to get an aliyah. And we have maftir. So the Gemara discusses there is maftir an eighth, or is maftir one of the seven? So Taisa says from here we have a raya that the maftir is not an additional person, he's one of the kruim. Continues the Gemara, b'shlishi b'rvi, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday, kari echad or mafter echad, then we only have one person getting an aliyah. These are not days that normally we lane. It's Tuesday, Wednesday. And like the Gevurah Sari says, the same would be if Tisha B'Av was Sunday or Friday. The Gemara chose Tuesday, Wednesday because they're consecutive days, so it's easier to keep them together. Then, since it's not a day of Kriyas HaTorah, we only call up one person, and that person also reads the HaTorah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, La'olam Karim Shloisha, makes no difference what day of the week Tisha B'Av is. We always call up three people, or Mafter Echad, and one of them gets HaTorah. We know that's usually the third person. It's not usually, it's always the third person that gets an aliyah. The Mefarshim, of course, we paskin, just for the record, that we always call up three people, even if Tisha B'Av is not on a Monday or Thursday. There are a number of ways of perhaps explaining this machlokes that are very relevant la'alokha l'maisa. One way of explaining this machlokes, perhaps, is based on the shaila that the Chasam Sofer discusses. What's the halacha if someone is not fasting? He's not able to fast, he's sick. Are we allowed to give him an aliyah on Tisha B'Av? If the Chasam Sofer says we're allowed to give him an aliyah, the Shaar Tshuva says that we're not allowed to give him an aliyah. Perhaps that's the machloikus over here. The man Dama that says that we give him an aliyah even if he's not fasting, Chasam Sofer, holds that Tisha B'Av is a day that will mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. And we know whenever there's a chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, the minimum amount of aliyahs, we'll learn this Gemara Masechta Megillah, is three people. So therefore, the man Dama holds we should always have three people. The other man Dama holds that Tisha B'Av is not a day that will mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. Monday and Thursday are days that will mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. Tisha B'Av is not a day will mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore, if it's not a day that there's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, we're only laning to speak about the tzoros Klal Yisrael had. So therefore, we only have to call up one person, and that one person should be a person fasting. It's interesting to note that it seems that all the Paiskim agree that if Tisha B'Av falls on Monday or Thursday, when we have to lane anyway, then certainly we could call up someone who's not fasting. Because there's a Chiv Kriyas HaTorah irrespective of the fast day. It's only if the fast day comes out during the week, other days, or Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, when we normally don't lane, where the question is most relevant, if someone who's not fasting, could he get an aliyah or not. But then there's another way, perhaps, of explaining this shaila. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Lamed. The Gemara is going to discuss what are we allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And the Steichemet quotes a machlokes achronim. When the Gemara says that we're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, just like there is every day of the year. Just there's certain things that we're allowed to learn and certain things that we're not allowed to learn. Or that Tisha B'Av, there's no Chiyuv Talmud Torah. And if there's no Chiyuv Talmud Torah, so what the Gemara says you're allowed to learn, the only reason the Gemara is quoting it is what are you supposed to do all day? So the Gemara says what you can do, but there's no Chiyuv Talmud Torah. According to the man Dama, there's a Chiyuv Talmud Torah. So Tisha B'Av is like any other day of the year. When we lane, we should call up three people. But if we're going to say that Tisha B'Av is not a day of Talmud Torah, so we want to limit Talmud Torah as much as possible, that's why we only call up one person to the Torah, not three people to the Torah. Then I saw a very interesting shaila that Rav Avadya Yosef discusses. He asks, we know, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody's an Ovel, we don't give him an aliyah. The halacha is even on Shabbos, when there's no Avelis, we still don't give a person an aliyah when he's doing the Shiva. So the question Rav Avadya Yosef discusses is, what's the halacha on Tisha B'Av? Can we give an Ovel an aliyah? On one hand, We're all Avelim. So he's no different than the rest of us. On the other hand, he is an Avelis Chadosha. He's an Avelis that happened recently. And the Avelis that we're feeling at Tisha B'Av is from the Churban Abayis, which was thousands of years ago. La Locha Rav Avad Yosef Paskins, that we don't give an Aliyah on Tisha B'Av. But getting back to our subject that we began this year, here the Braisa clearly says that after Tisha B'Av, we're allowed to do laundry. To Yofta the Shmuel, which is a refutation of what Shmuel said, that Shmuel says that the week of Tisha B'Av, even after Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to do laundry. Omlach Shmuel, so Shmuel responds, Tanayi. It's Machlokes Tanon. The Tanya. Tisha B'Av Shechali is Peshabbos. If Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, the Kain Erev Tisha B'Av Shechali is Peshabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, Oichle V'Shoyse called Tzorchoy, you could eat, even though as we learned in the Mishnah, we'll discuss more Mitzvashem, that Erev Tisha B'Av, there's special halachas regarding the Sudas of Mavsekis. If it's Shabbos, Oich v'shoyse kol tzorchoy, umala al shulchanoy, afil kasuda shloim v'shatoy. You can eat the largest meal you want. So, most Rishonim, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, what does it mean when it says, umala al shulchanoy, afil kasuda shloim v'shatoy? We know that Shloim had different stages in his life. First he was a melech, then he was an oni, and then he became a melech again. So the Gemara is saying, afil kasuda shloim v'shatoy, even when Shlomo HaMelech was a king, we could eat that kind of a meal on Tisha B'Av. And I saw a very nice explanation from the Pnei Menachem. The Pnei Menachem explains, Shlomo HaMelech, when he was a king, knew that there'll be a time in his life that he'll be an oni. But when he was a king, he was a king. The same thing, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, it's Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av. We don't have to think about after Tisha B'Av. Right now it's Shabbos. And in Shabbos, we could eat as much as we want. Another pshat that I saw is from Ramey Shapiro. He says, Afilu kasuda shleim b'shatoy is as follows. He says, the Gemara here referring to when Shlomo was an oni. When Shlomo HaMelech was an oni, and he, the Gemara says, all he had was makloi, all he had his stick. How did he survive? He survived with amuna, knowing that the good times will come back. He was a melech, an oni, and then a melech again. We're in Golis, over 2,000 years. So it comes to a Tisha B'Av. How do we survive? How are we able to go further after year after year after year of Golis? So remember Suda Shlomo B'Shatoy. Just like Shlomo HaMelech was an oni, but he knew he had an amuna that there'll be good times, we also have to live with that amuna that we will have in Mitzvashem good times. The Rav Tzadok HaKohen discusses, why does the Gemara speak about Shlomo's big Suda? He says, well, you figure it out proportionally. Avram Avinu gave his guest more to eat than Shlomo HaMelech. So he says, what makes Shlomo HaMelech's meals unique, says Rav Tzadok, is the amount of people that he invited. What the Gemara is saying is, not only are you allowed to eat large meals when Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, you're even allowed to have a lot of guests. The Ksav Sofer asks a question. He says, the Gemara here is referring to two cases. One case is where Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos itself. And the next case is where Tisha B'Av is on Sunday and Shabbos is 8 days enough. Ask the Ksav Sofer, if it's Mamish Tisha B'Av and we're still allowed to eat, so certainly if it's only 8 days enough, we're allowed to spend the day Shabbos thing. So why did the Brice have to mention both cases? So the Ksav Sofer says a very interesting teretz. In a year when Tisha B'Av, when 9 days and off is in Shabbos, so what day are we fasting? We're fasting 10 days and off. So that Tisha B'Av is a nitcha, it's a weaker Tisha B'Av. So I would think, perhaps, that an Erev Tisha B'Av, or really an Erev Asara B'Av, is less than an Erev real Tisha B'Av. That's why the Brice had to mention both cases. Then there's a very interesting machloikis, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. If Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, or if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, and we're fasting on Sunday, so certainly anything that's Aveilus B'Faresia, we don't do. What about Aveilus B'Tzina? The question is regarding Tashmish Shamita. So Machloik is the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says even Tashmish Shamita is permissible on that Shabbos, even though it's obviously B'Tzina. And the Ramah says that Tashmish Shamita, given that it's done B'Tzina, is osur on that Shabbos. And Rama says, v'chei nogu. What's the machloikas of Shulchan Aruch and Rama? So I saw a very nice explanation. In a year when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so we're fasting on 10 days, on the 10th of Av. So some Mefarshim, and that's obviously what the Shulchan Aruch holds, that in a year when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, Chazal said this year don't fast on the 9th of Av, fast on the 10th of Av. And the explanation, based on the Gemara that we learned yesterday, is because really the 10th of Av is a day of fasting. That was the day most of the Beis Hamikdash actually burnt, as Rabbi Yochanan taught us in the previous year. So Chazal said this year fast like Rabbi Yochanan on the 10th of Av. So the 9th of Av is just a regular Erev Tisha B'Av. And since it's a regular Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, Tashmish Shamita is permitted. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. The Rama, on the other hand, holds that Tisha B'Av is always the 9th of Av. Just if it falls on Shabbos, we're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. But what is the real day of mourning? Shabbos. And that's why it's inappropriate to do Tashmish Shamita on such a Shabbos. Continues the Braisa. Vosel Sapel Chabbos. We're not allowed to take haircuts to do laundry. Mrish Chodesh Vada Tainas, from Mrish Chodesh until the Tainas, Divir Remeya. Rabbi Yudaymer, Kol HaChodesh Kula Asar. The entire month, one may not take, do laundry, take haircuts. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and also El Shabbos Bavad. Only the week of Tisha B'Av. V'tan Yidach, we learned in another Braisa. V'noig Ovo Mrish Chodesh Vada Tainas. We have to fear, we have to act with Avelis from Mrish Chodesh until Tainas, Divir Remeya. Rabbi Yudaymer, Kol HaChodesh Kulei Aser. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Aser El Shabbos Bavad, only that week. Om Rabbi Yochanan, and teaches us Rabbi Yochanan, V'shloshta Mikra Achadarshu. All three of these Tanoim based their opinion on the same Pasuk. The Ksiv is a Pasuk in Hosea. V'shbati Komasasoi, they have to limit their enjoyment. Chaga Chadosha V'shabata. Mandam Am Rish Chodesh V'atainis, the Mandam that holds that from Rish Chodesh to Atainis, we have to curtail haircuts, laundry, etc. It says mechaga. Chag, Rosh Chodesh is called a chag. As we learned in the previous year, Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Mandam Kol HaChodesh Kula Asar, the entire month we have to curtail, he learns from the word chadasha. Or Mandam Kol HaShabbos Kula Asar, he learns it from the word mishabata. Ask the Masha, each manda omer, what's he going to do with the other psukim? Says the Masha, everybody agrees that there are aspects of Avelis that apply from Rosh Chodesh. Everybody agrees there are aspects that apply to the week of Tisha B'Av, and everybody agrees there are aspects that apply to the whole month. The question is, this specific halacha of laundry, what are the dates? That's where the machlekes is. And now that we have a mandom that says the whole week is Asr, that's what Shmuel held when we started this year, that Shmuel said even after Tisha B'Av, the rest of the week laundry is prohibited. Amar Rav, Hilchos Rav Shimon, the Halachas of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that says that we go only that week, Halachas Rameya, and we also follow like Rameya. The Tavayu Lekula, and the combination of Paskening, like both of these mandamas, to teach us a Kula. Tzricha, the Yashmin Halachas Rameya, if we learn like Rameya, have a Minafil Rav Shchoidish, we have to stop doing laundry from Rav Shchoidish. Kamashma Halachas Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's only the week of Tisha B'Av that laundry is prohibited. If we would hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, have minafil achrav, even after Tisha B'Av, the rest of the week. That only until Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av, laundry is permitted. Which is the minig of the Shulchan Aruch, which the way the Sfardim do, that only the week of Tisha B'Av, until Tisha B'Av, do they curtail from laundry. The minig of Ashkenazim that the Rama quotes, as we start from Rish Chodesh, we start from the beginning of the 9 days. No, not at all. In the Gemara, not at all. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yoichal adam beis tavshilin. Erev Tisha B'Av, we learned by the Sudim of Sekas, you're not allowed to eat two cooked foods. Amar Yehuda, lo yishan al mishay shos l'mala. When do these halakas apply? Only after chatzos. Av mishay shos l'mata, before chatzos, mutter. We can eat whatever you want. Vamar Rav Yehuda, lo yishan al besuda mafsik ba. The halakas of what you're allowed to eat is only by the last meal. If it's not the Suda Mafsekis, Mutter, you could eat whatever you want. The Tavayu Lekula, and we're learning both of these as a Kula. Tzricha. The Yashmin B'Suda Mafsek Bo, if the Gemara would have only said that these halachas apply by the Suda Mafsekis, have a mina filim shay shos lamata. It makes no difference when you eat the Suda Mafsekis. So let's say you're eating the Suda Mafsekis in the morning, you should have these rules. Kamash Malon, Mishay Shos Lamala. These halachas apply only after Chatzos. V'yashmin Mishay Shos Lamala. If we say that these halachas apply after Chatzos, Hava Minafil Besudishenim Afsubo. Any meal that's eaten after Chatzos, Erev Tishabov, have these rules. Kamash Malon, Besuda Hamafsikba. It's only by the Suda Mafsekis that these rules apply. By any other meal, none of these rules apply. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra. We learned the Brice like the first version, we learned the Brice like the second version. Tanya Kalishna Basra, Hasoid Erev Tishbav, if somebody eating meal Erev Tishbav, Im Osad Lissoid Suda Acheris, if he's still going to eat another meal, so in the first meal, again this is Medina the Gemara, Mutalach Basra, you're still allowed to, you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Again, we don't eat meat and drink wine because it's the 9 days. But they didn't have this din, and it's not the Suda Mafsekis. If it's not the Suda Mafsekis, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. 2 points. One is the Mishnah Berurah says, the minig most people have is Erev Tisha B'Av. They first eat a meal, and then they eat the Suda Mafsekis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be very careful by the first meal not to eat too much, because otherwise it'll be a shaila how you can make a bracha and how you can make birchas hamazon if you're not hungry on the second by the Suda Mafsekis. Another interesting shaila could come up, especially in the summer when Tisha B'Av comes out, is let's say somebody's eating the Suda Mafsekis. He's eating the Suda Mafsekis an hour or so before Tisha B'Av, but he's not mekabel tainus. So the halacha is, if he's not mekabel tainus, he could still eat. So what is the din? This is his last Suda, but he's going to eat after this. He's not going to eat a Suda afterward. Does that have a din of Suda Mafsekis because it's his last meal that he's washing? Or does it not have the din of a Suda Mafsekis because he's still going to eat later? The Paiskim say, the Rishonim already discussed the Shaila, and they say since this is his last Suda, it's the last meal that he's washing, it's considered a Suda Mafsekis, that all the halachas of the Suda Mafsekis that we're going to learn apply to. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yoichel Adam Shnei Tavshilit, he shouldn't eat 2 cooked foods, Lo Yoichel Bas, he shouldn't eat meat, Lo Yishta Yayin. So here we have the halacha about eating 2 cooked foods by the Suda Mafsekis. Actually, this is not really a very relevant child halacha l'maisa. Minig Yisrael is that by the Suda Mafsekis we eat bread and a hard-boiled egg, but what is the halacha? What is considered Shnei Tavshilin? First of all, Taisa says that anything that's edible raw, Davar Shenech K'mo Shuchai, even if you cooked it, is not considered something cooked. For example, cheese. Cheese is certainly edible raw. Even if you cooked the cheese, Taisa says that's not considered a Tavshil. The Rosh disagrees with Taisa. The Rosh says if you actually cooked it, and it's better because it was cooked, that's considered cooked. Another Shaila that's discussed is, let's say you're eating the same food. Let's say you're eating egg. Said everybody eats egg. But you're eating, you have boiled egg and you have roasted egg. You want to eat an omelet and a hard-boiled egg. So it's one food, but you prepared it in 2 different ways. It's a machlokes rishonim, if that's considered shnei tafshilin or 1 tafshil. Then, Taisa discusses another shaila. Let's say you cook 2 foods together. Rashi discusses, let's say you made fish, and you smear the fish with eggs. Is that considered 1 tafshil or 2 tafshilim? So Rashi says that's considered 2 tafshilim. Other Rishonim say that if they were cooked together, it's considered 1 tafshil. It's pretty obvious that most Rishonim hold that if you put 2 foods together, but the second food is not really there as a separate food, it's really there to give taste. Let's say you cooked eggs. You made an omelet, and you put into the omelet onion. So the onion is not really there as a separate food. It's really there just to give taste to the egg. That's not considered 2 tafshilim. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Yishana. By the Suda Mafsekis, you have to act differently than normal. Ask the Gemara, Omer Yudikates Mishana, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Mehoi Rogel Lechel Shnei Tafshilim. If he normally eats 2 foods by his meal, Yoichel Menechot, he should only eat 1. Mehoi Rogel Lissa Besar B'nei Adam, if you have usually 10 guest, Sai B'chamishi, you should have 5 guests. Hai Rog Lishdais Asarakaisis, if you normally drink 10 cups or whatever beverage, Sai Sechamisha. Kaisis, only drink 5. The Medvar Mamurim, again, when is this halacha said? Only Mishay Shos Lamala after Chatzos. Av Mishay Shos Lamata, before Chatzos, Mutan, none of these halachas apply. Tan Idach, we learned another brisa. Erev Tishbov, La Yoichel Adam Shnei Tafshilin, you're not allowed to eat two cooked foods, La Yoichel Basav, La Yishtam Yayin, no meat, no wine, Divarev Meya. Mecham Oimrim, Yishana, you should be different, Umamat, and eat less. Basav Yayin. Kates of Umamat, what does it mean, eat less? He's saying you could eat meat, just he's saying, Imay Roga Lechel, Litra Basar, you usually eat a liter of Basar, Yoichel Chatzi Liter. If you usually drink a leg of wine, if you normally don't eat meat or drink wine by your meal, don't start by the suda of sekas. Also, if the person is used to eating radishes or some sort of salted fish or meat, and we'll talk soon what salted fish or meat means, some of the paiskim see from here's a raya, there's always a shayla. If you're allowed to make a bris mila, people want to make bris milas, they don't want to serve fleishiks. So they say they're serving fish. So they, from Rashi that equates dag or basar, we see that fish and meat are the same, and perhaps you could serve a fish by a bris. This was just a horror. Nobody should pass on like this necessarily. Tanya idach. Koshim utum tishabov. Anybody, any meal which is tishabov, that means it's the sudam of sekas, also lecha basar, we're not allowed to eat meat, also lishtash yayin. And we're not allowed to wash anymore. So the Rishonim explained, since this is the Suda Mafsekis, so once it's the Suda Mafsekis, it's already Tisha B'Av by you, somewhat of Tisha B'Av. So Chazal wanted that you should start already acting somewhat Tisha B'Av big. What does that mean? Don't wash. And why, say the Rishonim, from all of the things that we have to do in Tisha B'Av, did they pick washing? Because everything else, you don't feel the effects much longer. If you wear shoes, why are you wearing the shoes? You feel comfortable. And when you're not wearing them, you don't feel comfortable. But if somebody takes a bath, it's not only while he's in the bathtub does he feel good, it's even later. That's why there were more machma bad rechitza. Kosh en mishum tishabav, but if it's not the sudam of sekis, but the lechabasar, of elishtash yayin, or other shayim explain, if it's not erev tishabav, also lirchatz, you're not allowed to wash. As long as you're allowed to eat, Rashi in the Gra have gives a kosha shemutal lechol. As long as you're still allowed to eat, it's not yet tishbav mutal lechot. You're still allowed to wash, and that is indeed the halacha that as much washing is allowed to be done during the 9 days, you're allowed to do up till tishbav, even during the sudam afsekas. Moreover, the halacha is, people always ask the shayla, during the sudam afsekas, you still allowed to wear shoes also. Tana rabbanan, kol mitzvos hanohagos ba'ovel, all mitzvos that apply to an ovel, nohagos b'tisha b'av, also apply to tisha b'av. So the Rishonim explain, what does this mean? Everything an ovel is not allowed to do, but the things that an ovel must do, for example, the Gemara Masechta Ma'akotim will learn says that an ovel has to go by tifas haroish. They used to cover their face. That doesn't apply in Tisha B'Av. Asa b'chila b'shtia, you're not allowed to eat or drink. Sicha, anoint oneself, nilas a sandal. I'm wearing shoes, b'tash b'shamita. Vasa likras b'tar b'nevim b'ksuvim, you're not allowed to learn Tanakh. Lisht b'mishnah b'talmud, b'medrash, b'alochas b'agodas. Avakayru b'mokam she'enu rogu likrois. You're allowed to learn something you're not familiar with. Since you're not familiar with it, you're not going to enjoy learning it because it's difficult. The yeshivas are closed. So Mefarshim discuss why on Tisha B'Av Dafka the children aren't allowed to learn. So some Mefarshim explain, because it's not because of the children. A Rebbe, when he teaches children, has enjoyment when he sees his students learning. So it's because of the Rebbe, you're not allowed to teach the young students on Tisha B'Av. That's one pshat. The Sfas Emes says a different pshat. When we learn, so there's a difference what we're learning. If we're learning a Gishmak, a Gemara, so then it's Gishmak. If we're learning something which is not so gishmak, kinnis, yirmiyah, it's depressing. children, what's the purpose of their learning? They really don't understand. They're learning to learn how to read. So what's the difference if they learn how to read from a kinnis or they learn how to read from a siddur? What's the nafgamina la'aloch l'maisa? If the child already knows how to read, if the problem is that we don't want the Rebbe to have enjoyment, so it makes no difference what age the child is. You're not allowed to have the yeshiva open, so the Rebbe shouldn't have enjoyment. If the reason, however, is because the child is enjoying learning how to read, once he knows how to read, he's the same as an adult, and he's allowed to learn the Dvarim Haron. The Paiskim also say that even though the halacha is that if Chol HaMoed we're not allowed to write, the halacha is that, let's say, somebody has a chiddush they came up with on Chol HaMoed, and he's afraid that if he won't commit it to writing on Chol HaMoed, by the time Yontav is over, he'll forget. The halacha is you're allowed to write it on Chol HaMoed. However, on Tisha B'Av, let's say you think of something in learning, and you're afraid that till after Tisha B'Av you'll forget it, you're still not allowed to write Chiddush HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. But I did see two interesting Piskei Halacha that the Shaar Mitzrayim B'Halacha brings down. One is, normally a Dayan is allowed to get paid when he does it in Torah, because it's Chab HaTorah, because he could have been doing something else in that time. But on Tisha B'Av, when we're going to learn, you're not allowed to work, and you're not allowed to learn, he has no right to take Schar B'Teila. So if you have to pass him a Shailah on Tisha B'Av, if you get paid the rest of the time, you're not allowed to get paid on Tisha B'Av. The Masham says that even though we're learning, you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, he says to write a tshuva, or to work on an aguna, who Nebuch is unable to get married, that you're allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Because the Gemara says that kol ha-matir aguna, somebody who helps in taking an aguna out of a tzaris, is ki'ilu bonav beis ha-migdash. So there is no better time to write a heter on an aguna than on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda Oymar, af ein ha-kar b'makam shein ha-raga likrois, ve'en ha-shanim b'makam shein ha-raga lishtois, av ha-kar b'iyah b'kinnis ha-dvarim ha-raam sh'b'yum yo, v'teinak ish ha-beis ra'am b'teilam b'ay m'shu sh'nemar, kudeh ha-shem m'shar m'sam chelef. We learn that by the Sudam of Sekes, Loyach Bosselish to Yayin. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Avaloychuhu Bossim Eliach, you're allowed to eat salted meat, we'll explain what that means in a moment. Shoshi Yayin Megitoi, unfermented wine, fermenting wine is permitted. Bossim Eliach Akame, what is salted meat? Amrav Chanina Bakahanam Shmeid Shmuel, Kozman Shlomim. So the way Rashi explains is that we know that Shlomim meat is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night. If this meat is being salted for such a long time, 2 days and a night, it's considered meliach, salted meat, and it loses the status of meat. Taisa says it's not relevant nowadays. V'yayim megitoi at kamoi, what's considered fermenting wine? Kozman shu taisa, as long as it's fermenting. Tana, we learned in Abraisa, yayin taisa, fermenting wine, eim b'mishim gilui. The halacha is that if wine is left uncovered, or any beverage that's left uncovered, you're not allowed to drink from it. Because we're concerned that a snake might have come out and drank from it and deposited venom in it. But fermenting wine, snakes won't drink. The kamati sasai, how long is the fermenting process? Give them a yom the first 3 days. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maraf, kachayim bin hagay shab Yehuda berbeloi. Erev tishba v'yeloin pascha reve, that we bring him dry bread, the melech with salt, he would sit by the oven. For he would eat it. And he would drink plain water. And he would act as if somebody close relative just passed away. And this is the halacha, just to wrap up some halachas about Sudam of Sekes. The Sudam of Sekes should be eaten when sitting on the floor, because it's a Suda Shvela. So sit on the floor. In fact, some people have a minig that when they eat the Sudam of Sekes, they say Zus Sudas Tisha B'Av. You should be careful not to eat it three over the mitzvah men together, because we're not supposed to bench after the Sudam of Sekes B'Zimun. There's a Shaila, the Shaisa Lakit and Shlamayim, that some Paiskim would say you're only allowed to drink water, not allowed to drink any other beverage. Many Paiskim say that tea or coffee or soda, if that's something you normally drink by your meal, you're permitted. The Diamond Commission makes mutal fana. The Mefarshim explain a person's reaction to Tisha B'Av should not be the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed thousands of years ago. It's as if it just got destroyed. The relative just died. You should view the Beis Hamikdash destroyed as if it just happened. Tanan Hossam. We learned in the Mishnah. Masechta Pesachim. Makom Shenagu Lasa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av. In a place where the minhag is to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, Oisim. Makom Shenagu Shaloi La'asois. In a place where there's a minhag that we don't work on Tisha B'Av, Ein Oisim. Become Makom everywhere, Talmidei Chacham B'Teil and Talmidei Chachamim don't do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Shim Gamliel Aimer. La'olam Yasa Kol Adam Atzmai K'Talmud Chacham. Even though normally, the halacha is a person shouldn't be arrogant and say, I'm the status of a Talmud Chacham. Regarding this, and the Gemara will explain why in a moment, everybody can act like a Talmud Chacham and not work on Tisha B'Av. Tanya Nami Hachi, Meshim Gamaliel Oimer, La'olam Yasa Adam Atzmai K'Talmud Chacham. A person can always act like a Talmud Chacham, Kadesh Yisana, in order that he should fast on Tisha B'Av. And as the Gra explains, what's Pshat Kadesh Yisana? What does working have to do with fasting? So the Gra explains, if you're going to work, you're not going to be thinking about the Tainus. Kadesh Yisana, we want you to be reflecting about Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av. Working is a detraction. Tanya Idach, Rav Shimon Gamaliel Oimer, Kol Oich V'Shoyis B'Tisha B'Av, Kil Oich V'Shoyis B'Yom Kippurim. If somebody eats on Tisha B'Av, it's like he ate on Yom Kippur. Tosfos, in fact, points out that just like on Yom Kippur, there's a halacha of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, we have to start fasting before the Zman on Shkia, says Tosfos, the same thing applies by Tisha B'Av. There's a concept of Tosfos Tisha B'Av. Already before Tisha B'Av begins, we're supposed to start fasting. Other Rishonim disagree. Rabbi Kviva Oimer, Kol Oysa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, whoever does Malacha on Tisha B'Av, Einu Roy Simon Bracha Lail will not see Bracha from it. And the Ramah says, we have to be machmer not to do work on Tisha B'Av until Chatzos. What's Pshat Einu Roy Simon Bracha Lailam? So the Mefarshim say, either let's say you made something on Tisha B'Av, let's say you're a shoemaker and you made a pair of shoes, you won't see any nachas from that shoe, or if you earn money, you won't have any nachas, you won't have any bracha from that money that you owned, that you earned on Tisha B'Av. V'chom Oimrim, Kol Oysa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, whoever does Malacha on Tisha B'Av, V'Einu Mesaba Yushlaim doesn't mourn on Yushlaim, Einu Roy B'Simchasa would not be Zoycha to see in the Simcha of the rebuilding of Yushlaim. Shenema, Simcha Yushlaim Megil B'Kol Ahava, Sisoy Simasois. Rejoice with Yushlaim, the people that love it. Kol Misabim Aleh, who will rejoice? All of those that mourned of it. B'Kan Amru, Kol Misabim Yushlaim, whoever is Misabim Yushlaim, mourns Yushlaim, Zoycha Roy B'Simchasoy, will see the Simcha of Yushlaim. Sh'en Misabim Yushlaim, Ein Roy B'Simchasoy. Tanya Nami Hochi, if you desecrate Tisha B'Av, all of our kais of Oimer v'ti avanoisam alatzmoisam, their aver will be left on their bones. The two pshatim that the averis will be left on the bones. One pshat is it's seared on the bones of such a person that he was mechal Tisha B'Av. Another pshat is that even after a person leaves the world, and if his body chas v'shalom decomposes, his bones don't decompose that quickly. What the Gemara is saying here is that these bones will be left as a mark that they didn't properly observe Tisha B'Av and will not come to the proper Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Chasam Sofer says, what's Pshat Kolomis Abel Yerushalayim Zoycha V'Roy B'Simchasoy? So he says, the Gemara says, Gozru Alames Shetashtakech Minalev. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us is that somebody who died, after a while we start to forget. If somebody still feels the tsar of Yerushalayim as if it just recently happened, it's not like he says this happened thousands of years ago. He feels it as if it's afresh. So that means to him Yerushalayim was never destroyed. That's why Zoych of Reb Simchasai, to him Yerushalayim is something very much alive. The Ksav Sofer says different pshat. He says like this, there are a lot of mitzvahs that we can't be Mekayim nowadays, that we don't have a base of Mikdash. Kolomis Abel Yerushalayim, someone who's upset about that we can't do these mitzvahs. So what does he do? He's upset about it. It's not enough just to be upset. He sits and learns the halachas. Maybe we can't bring kabbonis, but he learns, as we learned earlier in the week, the hilchas kabbonis. He says kabbonis. If somebody does that, he gets the schar as if he actually was mekayim those mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yehuda mechayev v'kfis samita. The minig then was that an oval would turn over the beds in the house. So Rav Yehuda says so must be done on Tisha B'Av. V'loy hoydu loy chacham. Tanya, Amar loy Rav Yehuda, l'dverecha, the chacham tell Rav Yehuda, according to you, ibrus menoikas mateilem, a woman that's pregnant, a woman that's nursing, very difficult, weakened position, should sleep on a turnover bed. Amar lehem. So Rav Yehuda responds, af ani loy amati al b'yachol. I only said it regarding somebody who could sleep. If somebody can't sleep on a turned over bed, certainly they don't have to. Tanya nami hachi, moid Rav Yehuda l'chachamim, b'she'ni yachol. A person who can't sleep in such a position because they're not healthy enough certainly should not could sleep in a regular bed. Furthermore, the chum moideh Rav Yehuda b'yachol. If somebody can't sleep in the turned over bed, they agree he should. So ask the Gemara, if everybody agrees that if you can, you should, and if you can't, you don't have to, ask the Gemara, my benayu. So where is the machlokes? Answers the Gemara, ikka benayu shamitas. The beds in the house that are not used for sleeping. So halacha and hilchas avelus, again, not in our world, is that all beds in the house had to be turned over. Rabbi Yehuda holds all beds on Tisha B'Av should be turned over. The chum hold only the beds that are used for sleeping have to be turned over, not the other beds. Ketanya, as we learned in the Braisa, according to Behuda, Kshar Malichvei Samita, when Chazal said that in Tisha B'Av we have to turn over the beds, Loi Mitosu B'Varukayf, not only the bed that he sleeps on, must he turn over, El Kolamitas Kolan Ukayfa. All the beds have to be turned over. That the chum disagreed, they only said the bed that you sleep on. Omer Rava, Hilchas Ketana Didon, the halacha is like our Tana, which according to this means that only the bed you sleep on. However, says the Gemara, V'loi hoydu loy chacham kal ikar, that even the bed we sleep on, we don't turn over. Taisa says, anyway, nowadays, this is not relevant, because the entire minig of Kfiyas Samita, even during Avelus Rachman al-Islan, doesn't apply, because the Gemara Masechet Ma'akotin says that the Goyim accused us that Kfiyas Samita, turning over the bed, was some sort of kishif, was some sort of witchcraft, so Chazal stopped this minig of Kfiyas Samita. However, Tosfos says, and this is the halacha, that although we're not makpid to do Kfiyas Hamita on Tisha B'Av, we should certainly not sleep as comfortably on Tisha B'Av like we sleep rest of the year. Tosfos says if somebody could sleep on the floor, he shouldn't sleep on a bed. Or if somebody sleeps with two pillows, usually on Tisha B'Av he should sleep only with one pillow to show the tsar for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And as we learned now, columns Avil Yerushalayim, Zoich V'Roy B'Simchosai. Tomorrow we'll learn. We'll have to figure out what to say. Or we'll give you a chance. We just got that for the whole world.